Did you live on the farm then?
Yes.
Prairie Belle?
Yes.
And foreign language ability?
Foreign language?
I was exposed to Spanish 5 hours from when you were college. No, 10 hours, I'm sorry. 10 hours Spanish.
It was fun, wasn't it?
Well, not to me.
Oh, I didn't like my first Spanish. But as soon as I got through, I enjoyed it.
Well,
I can look back on it.
I had a gravy trade on that thing. My brother had studied Spanish, and a kid like he always probably know something Spanish. Spanish class one day, and I never was saying much in class, and they asked me, keeping my shut and listening, and she asked for a glass of water, and she went up down her voice, and she saw it happened to start, and of course, line's D, and she started down in the back, and started coming up, but she got to me, and said, "Bill, sir, how would you ask for a glass of water?" And I said, "Possibly hour." And she decided I knew Spanish. I come out of that with 10 hours of A-minus, I don't know nothing. She thought it did, so that's about all I knew out of it.
You don't have to just say you put it in the right place.
I guess so. I did like foreign language. I mean, I was all exposed to it a few years back in high school.
Latin in high school?
2 years. Me?
Let me turn this off.
What was your father's name? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. This is going to be the thing. William.
Was that your mother's maiden name or your grandmother's maiden name?
I thought you said my father's name.
Yeah. I was just wondering about.
No, Dad would never hurt if you people knew Dad's middle name. No, that was his
just
middle
like
name.
It.
William. Why his name, that I don't know.
When was he born?
Now look. Oh boy. Yeah.
Oh, that's all right. Just give me age and.
Let's see, he died at 74. That was in 51. That was 11 years ago.
That's enough.
I get that.
And born in Illinois?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You don't know where?
No, I don't.
Did he come here directly from Illinois?
No, he came and settled, he and several of his brothers settled around, they called it Kaplinger's Mill, but the closest town was El Dorado Springs, Missouri.
Mm-hmm. And then he came to Oklahoma?
He came to Oklahoma and settled, he worked around here ranches. He and my mother were married, and then they homesteaded out there.
Uh-huh.
Where I was raised.
When was this?
Let's see, when was state?
1907,
so I guess about 5, I imagine, somewhere around in there, 1905, 1906.
Mm-hmm. What was his occupation?
Dad was a farmer.
Farmer? And a former ranch hand?
Dad could do a little bit of everything. He knocked around quite a bit. Carpenter, stonemason, just a little bit of anything you need. You could do a little bit of plaster.
Mm-hmm. What was his formal education?
Dad was about the fourth or fifth grade was all that.
How about your father's father? You know anything about him?
No, I don't.
Yeah. His father's mother?
No.
Your mother, her name?
Her name was Missouri W.E.